Welcome to another episode of the Online Life Coach Show, where I make my listeners understand that everything you are going through is preparing you for what you asked for in life. The divine plan for your life is so much bigger than your own, and your future is going to boggle your mind. The places you'll be guided to, the people you'll meet, and the levels you are going to reach is magic. This is exciting stuff we are talking about on this show. I'm also trying to develop, promote, and encourage every listener to have confidence in their decisions, because you are part of a collective consciousness that has all the answers and solutions for every next step in your life. Your conscious mind should have a no-doubt attitude, because no one else knows what's best for you beside yourself. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jacques Viljoen, a social media influencer. Life threw me a huge curveball after a big accident that left me paralyzed. I got to the realization that I'm created to create content to influence and guide my audience to enjoy every second of their lives. My life used to be hectic, and the accident forced me to slow down, to the extent that brought me to the realization that I have to make a difference in life. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not so big on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I rather spend time on my own site, which is jacquesvillun.com, J-A-C-Q-U-E-S, Viljoen, V-I-L-J-O-E-N.com, where different topics about everyday life is available through any search engine, rather than limited to friends and followers on a social media platform. You can find me on social media by using the handle Jacques Viljoen. Like and subscribe to my site, and you are more than welcome to send me a private mail if you prefer not to do so on a public platform. My email address is lifecoach@jacquesvillun.com, or if you use the Anchor app, by the way, if you don't have it, download it. I'll place a link below. And you can join in the conversations by leaving a voice note that I'll use in a next show, and you can give some feedback on a specific subject or a topic suggestion you'd like me to discuss. It's always cool if I get some input, because at the end of the day, we are part of one big collective consciousness, and it's awesome to be part of it. Today's episode is about a creative block, and usually it's fear that blocks your creativity. To understand how fear blocks your creativity, take a moment to imagine yourself telling a story to two people. The first person is someone you love, someone who loves you back and accepts you for who you are and where you're coming from in life. When you tell the story to someone you are comfortable with, you'll probably feel excited sharing the story. And as you fill in all the details of your tale, your friend's facial expressions light up and perhaps a grin. And subconsciously, you receive the message allowing you to continue. And you can describe every small detail, including all the exciting twists and turns, the fine points, and the colorful images that unfolds in your mind. The second person, for whatever reason, makes you feel uncomfortable. And once you feel uncomfortable, you close like a book in the hands of a rebellious teenager throwing a "I don't want to read" tantrum. Immediately, your subconscious mind is sending you messages of caution, and your once colorful story changes into a black and white church on a Monday morning kind of story. You will probably feel that you have the desire to stop. You want to close down. And when we feel unsafe, whether we fear being judged, disliked, or misunderstood, our creative flow stops. Wham! Knowing this, we can maximize our creative potential by creating the conditions that inspire our creativity. In order to really be in the flow, we need to feel safe and unrestricted. I need to be on my own to get into the flow of whatever creative project I'm busy with. If someone interrupts me, I'm upset. It's leave me alone. I need to be on my own. I need my space. That's when my creative juices flow. That's why I always start with creative projects after midnight, because I know everyone's asleep. It's not like I'm like that towards the people I love, and towards the animals. It's just everything is calm, quiet, no phones, nobody's going to bug me. I just know it. That's why I do it after 12 at night. Once I started, I'm on a roll, and everybody respects the fact if I say, sorry, I'm busy with a creative project and I need to concentrate, and do not chase my muse away. Sometimes we can be alone in a room and still feel totally blocked. When this happens, we know we have to come up against the elements in our own psyche that are making us feel this fearful emotion. Call it an emotion, because fear is basically an emotion. Perhaps we are afraid that in expressing ourselves as an author, we will discover something we don't want to know, or unleash emotions or ideas that we don't want to be responsible for. Or maybe we are afraid we'll fail to produce something worthy. That's a big thing. If you are creative and in the middle of your creative project, you think, shit, okay, will the people enjoy this? My painting, is it good enough? My book, how's this chapter? Is people really going to enjoy this chapter? Stop it, because get rid of the fear. For some people, it's extremely difficult to get into a creative mode. I always say my muse are busy with something else and I need its attention. But by the way, what is a muse? I get this question all the time if I say, okay, my muse didn't arrive. As a noun, it means a person who is a source of artistic inspiration. And I've got an imaginary muse standing behind me while I'm busy with a creative project. It's always there, on my right side, looking over my shoulder. A bit of history of a muse for interest's sake. In mythology, the muses were 9 goddesses who symbolized the arts and sciences. Today, a muse is a person who serves as an artist's inspiration. Often filmmakers talk about a certain actor being a muse, meaning the actor inspired a movie. Writers, painters, musicians, and other artists also have muses. And muse can also refer to thinking deeply. If you muse about something, you are giving it serious thought. You can't muse in a few seconds. People muse on certain ideas for long periods of time. So that's a muse. If you hear the word muse again, there we go, you've got it. I gave my listeners a quick meditation method, self-hypnosis method, in the Infinite Intelligence episode, but I'll quickly run through another one again, because it's an awesome technique and it's so easy, and it's easy to remember. Download the Aura and Chakra app. I've got that on my phone and my iPad. It's a great app to use for quick meditations. I'll add the link below. Firstly, you'll need to find a place where no one can disturb you. Switch off your phone so that you don't jump up and see who texted you in the middle of a hypnotic state, please. Maybe it can cause problems for your psyche. Relax your body and mind by taking a few conscious deep breaths. Imagine standing in front of a building named My Inner World. The building can be in any shape or form. The surroundings, make it your own. There can be a fountain in front of the building. Whatever works for you. My building is usually a cathedral. I just love the architectural small things of a cathedral. Walk up to the building, and once you stand inside, you will see a staircase on your left. Walk towards the staircase and walk down 10 steps, counting each step, feeling yourself going into a trance-like state. Feel your body getting heavier, your fingers, your hands, your arms, your eyelids, and your jaw. When you reached the basement level is number 0. Now, when you feel totally relaxed, know that you are in the building of my inner world. The basement level, which is your subconscious mind, is like a library which contains all your memories and your future plans. Take a walk around and see parts of your life playing on a big television screen. You know that you are in the right building because it's you on the screen that you see. Find the room where all the mail is delivered. Open the big heavy door and search for the envelope with a project you're busy with's name on it. When you find it, look around and find a chair. Sit in the chair and read the letter posted to you. Take as long as you need. It might be one paragraph or it may be a few pages. When you are done, close the envelope, stand up and walk towards the staircase with the envelope in your hand. Stand in front of the staircase, turn around and thank your subconscious mind for the valuable information. Turn back to the staircase and start counting from 0, being the basement, and count each stair until you reach 10 and until you're back in a fully conscious state. I hope that all my listeners enjoyed this podcast, and I hope that I shared information that can assist you to transform your life into a life you want, your dream life. Okay, everybody, till tomorrow. Cheers, bye.